Okay, so we are recording, and CJ was his name, right? His first
Yes.
name CJ, just the letters.
Yes.
Okay, his proposal, I got the details of it, but I didn't get exactly what the building is he was talking about.
Well, there's a gazebo. There's a plan at some point to maybe have a gazebo there. I don't think that's maybe in the original plan, but it's landscaping, you know, with the sidewalk that'll connect it to the Martin Center, where it's an outdoor sitting area. And it'll just be, there'll be landscaping there and just kind of beautify that area because it's so plain. I mean, you're coming into a really nice place and you don't have much on that lot right there. So I think there's a tree planted there, but he's going to kind of incorporate things around that.
Okay, fantastic. And what street is that on?
It's on Odell.
Okay.
It would be on Odell Street.
Okay.
It's on the, would be on the corner of the driveway that goes up to the airport terminal building and Martin Center.
Okay, great. And then the vehicle purchase that was approved, what department is that for and what kind of truck was it?
Municipal Services, and it'll be a Ford F-150, a four-wheel drive.
Okay, great. Do you want to share the good news about insurance?
It was good news. I mean, compared to what we had budgeted, it was really good news anyway. But I had told the council last time I thought it was going to be an extra $1,200 to $1,300 a month to keep the same plan that we already have, but it's not. It's $927 a month. So that's a really good thing. I mean, that way we can keep the same insurance. Everybody's satisfied with it, or as much as everybody can be, and then it's not going to cost the city an arm and a leg. So that's a good thing.
Great. All right, and the agreement with Marshall Saline. I don't know how much you can talk about it, but
it's a good thing. It's for a business or for a business that will want to come to town, and we do have some of those, and buildings that are available. You know, sometimes the rent's pretty expensive, and it's kind of tough if you're just getting a business started. It's kind of tough to handle all of the expenses all at one time. People sometimes aren't aware of how much expense is actually there, which, you know, the flip side of that is you have to know going in what you can do and what you can't do, but if this will be an opportunity for utilities to, since they're so generous with that building, to offer that to MSDC and MSDC to offer it to someone else that wants to come in as a business enterprise. So.
And, you know, do you know this business that's coming in, are they going to receive like a reduced rent or how did
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Normally that's the way that would work, but I don't know the details in this case.
Okay, perfect. And Workplace Discrimination Act, would you just reveal a little bit about, I know it's been discussed before a lot.
We actually had a diversity training, and this stemmed, you know, this went along with that diversity training. Our personnel policy was, you know, totally outdated as far as this sort of thing. So we talked about it before. All the council had seen it. Everyone had signed off on it, but we never voted it into policy to put it into our personnel policy. So that's what tonight's vote was for, was just to make that a part of our personnel policy, both with our other employees, our civilian employees, and our police department employees. The police department has their own, so and civilian employees have their own. The rest of us have one, and the police department has one that is law enforcement specific.
Okay. And anybody who's interested, they like the workers, they have copies and everything?
Yes, everyone will have a copy when we do new hires. That's something that they will sign. They can have a copy to take with them, but they're required to read it and then sign it, and then that copy goes in their personnel folder. And that's what Ken Llewellyn asked me a while ago about. He said, well, what's the purpose, he said, of having somebody read it and sign it and then making them give it back? And I said, that's so we can say, well, you signed it. You know, you have seen it because this is your signature. You did sign and date this. So that way, you know, if anything comes of it, then they can't say we didn't know.
I understand that. Oh, anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
No, I think that's it. Like Councilman Duval did mention, Chamber of Commerce is having their quarterly breakfast tomorrow morning. That's always very interesting. They have an excellent program. Food's good. Good time to fellowship. Everybody's usually in a really good mood that time of the morning. If you're up, you're evidently a morning person. So, but it's usually very informative, and it's a real good thing. I'm glad the Chamber brought that back and has made it grow. There's usually a really big crowd, so it's nice. Good time.
Perfect. All right.